Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
No, I'm just curious what company it is. I've got a bill and I was just checking.
Yeah, we're a third-party customer service that represents many different companies. But can you provide me your zip code so I can see which company you're under?
Pardon me?
We service for multiple different companies. Can you provide me your zip code so I can see which company you're under?
Right now I'm in Tennessee. Let me look. I mean, I get... Right now I'm at 37367.
You said, would this be the address that you've gotten packaged to?
Would this be the address for what?
Would this be the address that you're getting a package to?
Yes.
Okay, can you repeat that zip code?
37367.
And what is that first and last name?
Theodore Dominic.
Okay. I do see that you have an account with this. Can you provide me your zip code?
Seven nine nine.
I'm sorry. I got the one with 37367. Can you provide me your address?
Well, you asked me for my zip code.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant address.
Yep, 6182 Brockdale Road, Site 38, Pikeville, Tennessee. Mountain
yes,
Campground.
Yes, yeah, that's the one that we have on file. So what I see here, this started back on, let's see, March 19th. What was ordered was the Melody Pods for $792, and it came with a Melody smartwatch and a one-year warranty for
$1,894. Yeah, okay. All I was supposed to be getting charged was for the shipping on these. The pods and the smartwatch. I was only supposed to be charged shipping and handling.
Okay. So it looks like what happened was you signed up for our 14-day trial that starts from the day that you ordered. Once your trial expires, you are then charged for that product.
So it's a scam. Okay, can you take me off that list, please?
Okay.
Take me out of that company completely.
Okay, so luckily that's $59.97. It looks like that's the last thing coming out of your account.
Yeah, well,
from
it's
us.
Still not what they said. They told me it was the AirPods were free and the watch was free. All they had to pay was shipping and handling. So it's a scam what you did, what they did, their company did. How do I report them?
What do you mean?
Well, I want to report them to the Better Business Bureau and to the, I'm going to report them to the Tennessee Department of Tennessee also that they're doing this in the state of Tennessee. They're scamming people, telling me you're only paying shipping and handling, and then you're paying $57 for them, or $58 for them.
Okay, let's see. So this is what we can do. I can cancel the account and I'll give you that refund for that $59.97.
Okay.
Okay. Give me
I mean, they
moment.
Shouldn't advertise it the way they do if they're going to change it on you. I mean, I'm on a fixed budget of every month. I'm retired. So So when I see something like that come out of my account, that's a good chunk of money. When I was working, it wasn't that big of a deal. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm canceling out your account. Give me one moment. Almost finished. Almost there. Alrighty, so I do got that refunded for you. So you should have an email to the email address of sarge84@outlook.com. It's going to be titled "Your refund is on the way," and that is for the $59.97. All right, so that's going to be back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, now do they have a survey for me to fill out for you? Because you were very pleasant and everything on the phone.
I could send you to my supervisor.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, give me one moment. All right, going to be sending you to my supervisor right now. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.